After you got them sorted out, then what at the button factory? Then what happened to them?
When you got them sorted out, they put them in tanks to soak. He had several tanks. You go out there in that pile and get you a shell, and if you cut one shell, we'll say there's 6-7 buttons in the shell. If you cut one of them with a saw without filing it, you was lucky. And you could cut a dozen shells if they're well soaked.
Why, did that soften the shell or something?
Yeah. They had what they called a button carrier. Now, it was a varmint about that big around and dropped straight down. It enclosed this so the button couldn't come out and fit right around that chuck that was turning in here. The chuck had a hole on each side of it. When it turned over, your button come through your saw, fell out there, and down in the bucket underneath. We'd cut the things, we'd wash them. I'd get the lime out of them. You see, they're practically all lime, mussel shell is. Wash it, and it'd wash that lime and dust out, sawdust, and throw the shell outside. Well, I wasted ton after ton after ton of them, and he built the orchard up here, and he went to filling ditches with them. And he got the wise idea of get a hammer mill and make chicken grit. You'd make chicken grit out part of them, and the dust he'd sell for fertilizer, so you didn't lose, not very much.